Soon as he felt this mortal wound, he threw his scythe upon the ground. Straightway for home was his intent, crying aloud still as he went. The neighbors round his voice did hear, but none to him did thus appear. Again for workman he did call, but 'twas alone this lad did fall. His careful father, as he went, seeking his son was his intent. And soon his only son he found, cold as a stone upon the ground. In 1761, 'twas this sad accident was done. Let it be warning unto all to be prepared when God doth call.
I can't witch water, but I sure can sing sad songs. But I'll sing a real happy one for you married men. This is a little Irish ditty called Early in the Morning. I had a wife and got no good of her. Here is how I easy got rid of her. Took her out and chopped the head of her early in the morning. Seeing as how there was no evidence for the sheriff and his reverence, they had to call it an act of providence early in the morning. If you've a wife and got no good of her, here is how to easy get rid of her. Take her out and chop the head of her early in the morning. Thank you.
This morning when we couldn't put a pin down for all our fine boys and girls, and my, we couldn't have a folk festival without passing on the old ways to our young people. How else can we keep them alive? But sitting over here in this corner of the participants' bleachers, busy as bees, was a troop of Girl Scouts from, lo and behold, Columbia, South Carolina. And they really were doing a good deed because they were sacking up peanuts for the Stephen Foster Folk Festival for the Stephen Foster Folk Festival Guild. I think we sold out. I want to tell you that the girls earned their money to make the long trip. It's not costing their parents a cent. Isn't that wonderful? And they're going to do the Maori stick game for us. Maori means native. And this is a game that's played a lot by the Scouts. I believe it originated in New Zealand, Australia, a fur piece off anyway. Let's see how they play it.
Thank you.
You see, there's nothing new about a moo-moo. The natives have been wearing them for a long time, and here these girls are in ancient dress and yet as modern as the 20th century. We'll be seeing them around the whole time, and I hope if you spread a picnic lunch, you'll invite them to take dinner with you. Now, we love to have a program that's not too chock-a-block, because then we can improvise. We can hear a little more. Right now, we've invited the Manatee Folk Singing Association to get ready to come on. I believe Cousin John Green and his crowd are also standing by to come on. Who's ready first? Oh, y'all coming on together. Now, I say this advisedly. If there are any folk singers in the audience who are not on the program and haven't had an opportunity to sing, now's your chance. Come on, get in the act. We'll let them tell us what they're going to do.
This is more or less the group that gathers occasionally, no known schedule, down home. We're just playing and singing and dancing, having a good time. We're kind of here on the spur of the moment this time, but here's one that we do sing. We don't import much from Australia, but of the things that we do import, we think that this is one of the best. Once a jolly swag man camped beside a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree, and he sang as he sat and he waited while his billy boiled. Come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he sat and he waited while his billy boiled. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a jumper to drink at the billabong. Up jumped a swag man, grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he shoved that jumper in his tucker bag. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he shoved that jumper in his tucker bag. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came the squatter mounted on his thoroughbred. Up came the troopers, 1, 2, 3. Is that jolly jumper you got in your tucker bag? Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. That jolly jumper you got in your tucker bag. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Up jumped the swag man, sprang into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he, and his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Aren't we having fun? Do you like this? All right, Cousin John, Cousin Dan, Cousin Fred.
How many wants to do?
Well, let's see how much the audience can stand.
Go ahead and do John Henry, the first one.
Oh, wonderful.
Cousin Selma?
Yeah!
All right.
Yay.
Sing the girl. Mr. Grandpa Stoudemire wants to try to do Frankie and Johnny. How about that, you old timers?
Okay, we'll try it.
Today, how many of you are going home today? Oh, I feel sorry for you. Oh, I declare, because the farther we go, the better we get. It's just fine. Cousin Ed from up and his pretty wife from up at Milton just got here with their Precision dances, and they're going to dance tonight, and I tell you, Pee-wees, you better look out. You're going to have to hang on to your laurels, because they're just as fine, as different as day, as night is from you, and just as fine. Now, you see, right out of the audience have come Cousin William Wassell and his pretty wife. Where are you from?
St. Pete.
And they're going to sing the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Now you may talk about your king of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Oh Lordy, now Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Now right up to the walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Go blow those ram's horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hand. Oh, Lordy, now Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Then the lambs, rams, sheep's horns began to blow, and the trumpets began to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and them walls came a-tumbling down. Oh, Lordy, now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down.
I hope that you've visited with the marvelous craftsmen who are everywhere. Our lovely Seminole Indian family camping with the Girl Scouts, some of them down here under the chickee. All right, here are the fiddlers. Cousin Zeke, Cousin Dan, Fiddler Beers. Bob, Evelyn, you going to tell them about Jack Limberlegs?
Oh, all right. These are called Jack Dolls or Limberjacks. And this is an old custom that people used to carve out their own toys, you know, to use. Now watch them dance.
Are we going to do Revolutionary Tea?
We'll dance without the banjo this time. Yeah. Yeah, just the straws this time. No, we'll do
Spade the Palm.
Thank you.
one more thing I'd like to tell you about before we stop. This is Zeke Stevens here. Stevens, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And this, what you're seeing him do here is beat the straws. The old-timers call this beating the straws, or some people call them fiddlesticks. There's a difference in the way some people do it, and I'm going to ask Evelyn now to beat the straws the way we have done it in our family.
This is when they had to go get the grandmother's old straw broom and pull the straw out of the broom, throw a lighted knot in the fireplace to have a little light. So you can swing Sal and I sing Spring Sue. That's the way us Hoosiers do.
Little grand youngins are going to do that tom walking we've been hearing about. And what is it you're going to do, girls? Going to chase? Of you have seen the water witching? How many of you have not seen the water witching? Lonnie Morgan is a member of our staff here at Stephen Foster Memorial, and I want you to know that he located by witching with his witching rod, divining rod, the three wells from which we get water for the park. Now, he's going to see if he can locate. You want to tell him a little? Want to talk to him a little bit about it?
Well, not much I need to say. The only thing I need to do is just show you. There's somebody that believes in it, somebody that don't. Somebody saw it, and somebody haven't. So the only thing I know to say is you'll just watch this little stick. When I pass over a stream of water, it'll point downward to it.
And Lonnie, I think we ought to tell them that as you hold that stick and it points down, it will twist and break. They're certainly believing. Have I left anybody out? Cousin Cubby, has Mr. Punch put on the show today? Well, all right, but maybe he can. Is there anybody else? Oh, cousin Het is coming up, and she's going to let you sing American Dowsers Association. In other words, the American Water Witches Association. Isn't that wonderful? What is his name? Robert Plimpton. And... from Watch Hill, Rhode Island. We'd certainly love to have him come down sometime.
Sure. Yes. I thought they might like to. I'll have to sit down because I have to hold the auto harp on my lap. We really don't need anything to sing it, but sometimes it's more fun to have an instrument. I'm going to play it auto harp this time because it makes more noise. Oh, good thing I've got another one. You all probably heard this song a great many ways, and I want all the boys and girls and all the big folk to help me sing it, because if they don't, it won't be any fun. And it's a song, it's a barnyard song. Bought me a cat and the cat pleased me. You know that song. I had a cat and the cat. They sing at different places in different states, and this is the way they sing it in West Virginia. If you all help me sing all the things that the animals do, otherwise it won't be any fun. Oh, I had a cat and a cat pleased me. Turned my cat under yonder tree. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Oh, I had a chicken and the chicken pleased me. I fed my chicken under yonder tree. Chicken went a chin, chicken chin, chicken chin, chicken cat went fiddle-dicey. Come on, help me now. Oh, I had a duck and the duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. Duck went quack, quack, quack. Chicken went a chin, chicken chin, chicken chin, chicken cat went fiddle-dicey. Oh, I had a guinea and the guinea pleased me. I fed my guinea under yonder tree. Guinea went a patterack, patterack, patterack. Cat duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went a chin, chick, chin, chick, chin, chick. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Oh, I had a dog and the dog pleased me. I fed my dog under yonder tree. Dog went wow, wow, wow. Cat chick went a patterack, patterack, patterack. Duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went fiddle-dicey. Oh, nobody's helping me. Oh, goodness sakes alive. Come on, now let's sing it. And the next thing you have is a cow, remember? Now, let's sing. Oh, I had a cow and the cow pleased me. I fed my cow on a yonder tree. Cow went moo, moo. Dog went bow, wow. Duck went cat, or oh dear, guinea went a patterack, a patterack, a patterack. Cat duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went a chin, chick, a chin, chick, a chin, chick. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Now, next thing that he had was a horse. Now, everybody sang with me. Oh, I had a horse and the horse pleased me. I fed my horse under yonder tree. Horse went neigh, neigh, neigh. Cow went moo, moo, moo. Dog went wow, wow, wow. Duck, the guinea went a patterack, patterack, patterack. Duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went a chin, chick, a chin, chick, a chin, chick. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Come on, help me now, help me. Now, next time, the next thing happened, he had a woman, you know. He had a lot of things. Oh, I had a woman and a woman pleased me. I fed my woman under yonder tree. Woman went honey, honey, honey. Horse went neigh, neigh, neigh. Cow went moo, moo, moo. Dog went bow, wow, wow. Guinea went a patterack, a patterack, a patterack. Duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went a chin, chick, a chin, chick, a chin, chick. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Then he got him a man, you know. Oh, I had a man and the man pleased me. I fed my man under yonder tree. Man went money, money, money. Woman went honey, honey, honey. Dog horse went neigh, neigh, neigh. Cow went moo, moo, moo. Dog went wow, wow, wow. Guinea went a patterack, a patterack, a patterack. Duck went quack, quack, quack. And went fiddle-dicey. Then he had a baby, remember? Oh, I had a baby and a baby pleased me. I fed my baby under yonder tree. Baby went, ma, ma, ma. Woman man went,
money, money, money.
Woman went, honey, honey, honey. Horse went, neigh, neigh, neigh. Cow went, moo, moo, moo. Dog went, wow, wow, wow. Guinea went a patterack, a patterack, a patterack. Duck went quack, quack, quack. Hen went a chin, chick, a chin, chick, a chin, chick. Cat went fiddle-dicey. Next time you all got help me more. I'm not going to sing it by myself.
Now, we hope you'll take time to visit with the fiddler, with the...